This effort has been put together by many organizations. One of the lead organizers of this march is the United States Student Association. And we have here today Jennifer Pai, member of the National Youth and Student Peace Coalition.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. My name, once again, is Jennifer Pai, and I'm the elected vice president for the U.S. Student Association. We are the nation's oldest and largest national student association, founded in 1947 under the belief that education is a right, not a privilege. We are proud to be here with the National Youth and Student Peace Coalition, and we're here to send a clear message. We demand that Congress take a step and demand that books, not bombs. We want our troops to come back 1 week after Congress decided to make the largest cuts in the student loan programs. We see the president release a budget to cut and eliminate 141 federal programs. How many of them were education programs? One third. Where are our priorities? Where is our commitment? Education is the backbone to our society, to our country, and we are here to stand up and fight. We are here to march, and together in solidarity, I am so proud to be here with folks from across the country to make a clear and sound message. Once again, USSA and NYSPC demand that we ensure that it is books, not bombs. We need to make sure that we are investing in our future, because what does that mean for tomorrow? What does that mean when our money is going to an endless pot rather than investing in our future? So once again, thank you for being here, and we are proud to be here, and we will continue to fight and make our voices loud and clear.
Another one of the sponsoring organizations of this rally in March is Veterans for Peace. And representing that organization today is its executive director, Michael McPherson.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michael McPherson. I'm the executive director of Veterans for Peace. I'm also a so-called first Gulf War veteran. And my son is serving right now in Iraq. And I want to say that only by the grace of God am I here today, like the sister who just came down where her brother is in jail, is not even here, is being deported, is in jail. Our government does not take care of our veterans, and that is the perfect example of that. I have a quick prepared statement. Today we gather with Iraq veterans against the war, Vietnam veterans against the war, other veterans, military families, Gold Star families, friends and supporters to say, stop the war in Iraq, support the troops, bring them home now, and take care of them when they get here. It is clear that the people of the United States have been misled into an immoral war of aggression and greed. Our service members have been sent into harm's way, not for the interest of the people, but to further the goals of corporations and as part of an attempt at U.S. global military and economic domination. Civilian leaders who have taken the country to war and now allow its continuation appear not to care about the deaths and destroyed lives brought about by this conflict. As soldiers, we pledge to defend the Constitution and protect our nation from enemies, both foreign and domestic. It is clear to us as veterans that we are still on duty. We must stand up for those soldiers who are now serving. We must protect our Constitution from domestic perils. We will not stand idly by and see the values we swore to protect trampled. It is time to change course. It is time to end the war in Iraq. U.S. troops are causing more harm than good. We need to bring them home now. We need to take care of our obligations to the Iraqi people. We must help the Iraqi people with technical expertise, civilian personnel where needed, and provide funding as appropriate. It is the only honorable thing to do. And lastly, this administration is rattling its saber as if it's going to attack Iran, and that is crazy. Operationally, we cannot send troops into there. It would be totally nuts. So I'm saying to you, do not attack Iran, is what I'm saying to the president. Bring all of our troops home now. Thank you.
All right. Who can forget the disaster of Hurricane Katrina? And we have here today a representative for another one of the lead organizers of this march, Kali Williams of the People's Hurricane Fund.
It's very critical today that we're linking these struggles the struggles against U.S. aggression abroad, and the struggle against U.S. government neglect inside of its own country. People should understand that Hurricane Katrina only precipitated a government-made disaster. What happened in New Orleans, what happened in the Gulf Coast, could have been prevented. It could have been stopped if the government had decided to deploy all of its forces as it is in Afghanistan, if it is in Iraq, and commit those resources to the people of this country. What happened in New Orleans with the dams and everything breaking, that's a man-made, that's a human-made, that's a government-made catastrophe. We need to be clear on that. Everybody needs to be clear on that. What we need to be addressing in terms of linking this is a couple of critical things I want everybody to know in terms of rallying for and supporting all the different peoples who are victims of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. The United States government, through the agency of FEMA, is threatening by June 1st to make homeless thousands of people all over again. And we're fastly approaching the one-year anniversary. And they don't have a plan to first, should another hurricane come, to evacuate people, to house people, to close people, right? The government is responsible for all of this. So all of these different things that it's doing in the name of aggression abroad, pouring all in billions of resources abroad, need to be rediverted, need to stop the war and bring those resources home to service the people here at home and to service the people who are the victims of Katrina. Thank you.
Okay. Now we have one of our national leaders here today from the National Action Network, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Thank you. We're here today because this war is illegal, is immoral, and unethical. We have a president that misled the American people. The American people have sought to end this war. We don't need to delay the end. We need the end of this war now. This president that failed to protect the people of this country by going after those he claimed attacked us here in New York. They are still at large. While he has went and captured the head of Iraq that had nothing to do with the attacks here at the World Trade Center. This president that can see weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that are not there, but couldn't see a hurricane in New Orleans that is there. This president that is now doing a buildup toward Iran, he must be stopped. So we come today to march together across all racial lines, religious lines, dogmatic lines, ideological lines. We are the true picture of American people that want to stop the war and stop the war now. As Martin Luther King and others came together and stopped the Vietnam War, we come from all hues of the rainbow with all views to say this war must be stopped. We march as the true American people to protect American interests. You can't bring democracy to Baghdad and continue to deny it in New Orleans. We must bring democracy home, and we must bring the troops home now. Thank you.
Oh, you should see the crowds are gathering. I can see them from here. This is great. Another one of the lead organizers of this march is the president, Friends of the Earth, Brent Blackwelder.
Friends of the Earth is proud to be an organizer of this great march and rally. Friends of the Earth is the largest global environmental advocacy network. We have member groups in 71 countries. We have been opposed to this war from the start. We're opposed to it today. We need to end this war now. At a time when our nation needs the most visionary, far-sighted leadership, we have a president who has spent hundreds of billions of dollars on a massively destructive war, a war that destroys human and natural resources, at a time when the whole earth is facing a disaster from global warming. People in all parts of the world, from the highest mountain, Mount Everest in Nepal, to lowlands in Bangladesh to right here on our Gulf shores, we are seeing the implications of global warming every day. The glaciers are melting on Mount Everest. Massive and violent storms hit the Gulf Coast not just once, but twice last year. We got to spend resources on real problems and use our brave young people on urgent matters. Global warming unites all of humanity and all of life on Earth. This war is a disaster. We need to change course. End the war now.
We have some elected officials with us today. I'd like to introduce New York State Assemblyman Roger Green.
Giving honor to God, the God that some call Elohim, others call Yahweh, others call the Christ, and others call Allah. We come here today, all members of the human family, in hopes that we could create a coalition of conscience to bring our troops home and bring peace to the globe. So this week, members of the New York State Legislature will be sponsoring, I'll be sponsoring a resolution that calls upon immediate withdrawal of our troops from Iraq and also from Afghanistan. That bill is being supported by more than 20 members of the state legislature, and its moral impulse is really based upon something that Dr. King said when, in fact, he spoke out against the wars in Southeast Asia. 1967 at Riverside Church, Dr. King said that bombs dropped in Southeast Asia would inevitably explode in our urban centers. What his prophetic voice meant was that the disinvestment in our urban centers was in fact related to an investment in military hardware and death. And it is in that context we call upon all our people in the city of New York and the state legislature to join us in this great struggle. Again, one of the things that Dr. King said at a time of another crisis is that the true test of a people is not based upon where they stand at a time of comfort and convenience, but it is based upon where they stand at a time of crisis in history. He then went on to say that the difference between this crisis is defined as both a time of despair, a time of opportunity, and that opportunity is organized around leadership. We stand here to provide leadership with all members of our human family to bring our troops home and bring peace to our globe. God bless you.
All right, another one of our elected officials, Borough Manhattan President Scott Stringer.
How are you? I am very proud today to stand with thousands and thousands of people from all over the United States and many people from Manhattan to call on this president and this Republican administration to bring these troops home now. We cannot, in this urban center called New York, simply afford a war that is drying up the precious resources that we need to use for our children, to fund education and our healthcare system, and to give people an opportunity for a very strong and important life that doesn't have to end in the battlefields in a faraway country. This is not our war, and this is not the country that we should be promoting. America, we should be better than this. So I'm here today to join with you at this rally, to march and to march peacefully, to make sure that our voices are heard. And I praise everybody of all different backgrounds who are coming together in coalition to fight for this country, and that's why we're here. Thank you.